Hi. My name's Candace. Never have I ever gotten the lead in my school's play or musical. Never have I ever told a story up here before in front of a lot of people. So I'm going to use this method my dad taught me. It's called STAR, situation. Okay, so here's what happened. It was the fall of my senior year, which I'm still currently in. And my school was doing this play called Radium Girls. I had never heard of it before, but luckily for me, they like had a movie about it on Netflix, so I watched that. That was very helpful. And it's about this girl, and she paints dials with radium paint, and she doesn't realize that it's the radium in the paint that is killing off the workers, which is all females, by the way, in these factories. And when she does realize that it's the paint that's killing them off, and the head of the factory workers, they figure this out, and they know this, but they don't tell these women, and they just let them continue on painting, she decides to do something about it. And so when I figured that out, I was like, oh, that's so cool. Let's go. Like, women empowerment. Let's go. So it was audition day, and I was really nervous, kind of like how I am now. And so I looked at this chart of the list of characters that we could choose from, and I just skipped over all the other ones, and I looked right at the lead. I looked at Grace Fryer. That was going to be me. I had never been the lead, like I said before, but I knew it was going to be me. This time, me. So that's what I did. I picked up this sheet of paper. It gave me a little tiny monologue of what I had to say, and I started memorizing that. And we also had to prepare a song. So I went with the song Titanium, because I wanted to belt out my lungs. I wanted to belt out all that nervousness and just get that out of the way. So they call up Grace Fryer, all the actors who want to go for the lead, Grace Fryer. There are quite a few people. And I'm like, geez, bro, I'm trying to go home. But anyways, we get to me, my part, and I pick up the paper. I announce my name, Candace Claggett, Sr. I'm auditioning for the lead of Grace Fryer. And our director, Ms. Cosby, she goes, all right, take it away. And so I do. I start reciting this monologue, and then I start really getting into it, and I start really thinking about what she's been through, and I start to cry. I'm like, oh, let's reel that in a little bit. Let's finish these words, get these words out. But, I mean, it seemed to have worked, because the next day at lunch, they posted up the cast list. And I didn't even look at it yet, because I was just so frazzled, and I just wanted food. I just wanted food. I just went straight to the lunch line. I could not even think about going to look at the cast list yet. But once I got my food and I went to go hang out with my friends, where we usually sit, they were all like, Candace, guess who you got, guess who you got? I was like, what is happening? Like, you guys are yelling at me, why are you yelling at me? They were like, you got Grace Fryer. I was like, what? And so I was so excited. I was like, what do you mean? Like, I didn't believe it. So they, like, dragged me by my arm. My friend Micah, he goes, let's go. And I was like, okay, I want to keep my arm intact, because I'm pretty sure sis is dying over here, but she still has her limbs. Come on. Like, haha, so funny. Anyways. I look at the cast list posted in front of the auditorium, and there's my name, Grace Fryer, played by Candace Claggett. Acast, by the way. So.